Now, about 5 years ago, when I started out on this crusade and started lecturing to people all across America, and I'm in one time zone and the next and all over, I knew I was going to get crazy out there doing this. Last year, I was on the road 300 days out of the year, 300 out of 365 days. And so I decided I needed to have a hobby that I could take with me. Every time I get a little wacko, I could go in my room and do this hobby, and I'd be okay. You know, it'd be kind of like having a little piece of home with me wherever I went. And I wanted to have a hobby that would help other people. I didn't want to collect baseball cards because I like football. And I didn't want to do just crossword puzzles because it's good mental exercise, but it wouldn't help anybody else. And I couldn't take my compost pile. I like to garden, and the hotels don't like that, you know. So I decided I was going to collect obituaries of doctors and lawyers. Now, as crazy as that sounds, remember I told you the doctors live to an average age of 58, and we live to 75.5, and here's a group of people, professionals, who pontificate to you and tell you, well, this is what you need to do. You need to give up salt and no caffeine, and you need to not eat butter and eat margarine and do all these crazy things, and they die at age 58 on the average. And of course, all those people who live to be 120 to 140, they put a chunk of rock salt in their tea every day, and they drink 40 cups of tea a day, 40 chunks of rock salt, and they cook with butter instead of olive oil, and they live to be 120. So who are you going to believe, the people who live to be 58 or the people who live to be 120? It's your choice. Anyway, got a few of them here, some of my favorites. This is Dr. Stuart Cartwright, age 38. He dropped dead in his home. He was a family practitioner. Of a ruptured aneurysm. That's a ballooning of an artery that's a weakened artery because of the fragmenting or the brittle condition of the elastic fibers in arteries. Just like when you hit a chuck hole with your car tire and you break the cords in there and you get a balloon. He dropped dead like he was poleaxed, okay, right in his home from a ruptured aortic aneurysm. Now we learned in 1957 that he died of something that even a turkey wouldn't die from. The reason why we say that is, 1957, we learned that aneurysms are caused by a copper deficiency. We had a pilot project, 250,000 turkeys, and we made complete food pellets where you put all the 90 nutrients in there. And in the first 13 weeks, fully half of those turkeys died. 125,000 of them. Farmers were out there every morning picking them up by the bushel basket. They took them to the state diagnostic labs and their autopsy, and they found out that they all had died from a ruptured aortic aneurysm. So they doubled the amount of copper in there, and the next year they tried to raise 500,000 turkeys, and they didn't lose a single turkey from a ruptured aortic aneurysm. And they ran that experiment in mice and rats and rabbits and dogs and cats and calves and sheep and pigs and whatnot, and guess what? They found out that there's a whole series of diseases that are caused by a copper deficiency. Gray hair is the first sign. When you start getting gray hair, regardless of your age, you got a copper deficiency. You get skin wrinkles because the elastic fibers in your skin are going. Those little crow's feet around your eyes and facial and body skin wrinkles. You look at your little prune drying up. Okay. Then, of course, there's the varicose veins. Varicose veins. That's caused by an elastic fiber breakdown. Then, of course, parts of your body begin to sag. Under your arms, your breasts, your bellies, your legs, all this stuff starts sagging. And you can go to a cosmetic surgeon or plastic surgeon if you want, but it's a lot cheaper and a lot more effective and a lot safer if you just take some copper. Okay, well, Dr. Cartwright may have had a medical degree, but he didn't have expensive urine, so he died of something that even a turkey wouldn't die from. Then here's one. This fellow, he was a doctor's doctor, Dr. Martin Carter. He almost made it. He died at age 57. He got his medical degree from Harvard Medical School and his PhD in medicine from Yale. And of course, he was autopsied by the best because he was a doctor's doctor. He said, quote, "The cause of death was a ruptured aortic aneurysm," said Dr. Jules Hirsch of the Rockefeller University Hospital, unquote. What did he die from? Copper deficiency. See, he didn't have expensive urine either.